Ahava blessings. Welcome to this episode of Embodying the Shehinah. This podcast is here to support us, to guide us during these times of accelerating energies in order to integrate, to embody, to remember our soul essence. I'm your host. My name is Aria. I am an ordained Magdalene priestess, a Reiki master, energy and sound alchemist. And this sound activation is the sound activation for the full moon in Taurus. We are in the lunar cycle of Heshvan of Scorpio. And the full moon is in the beautiful sign of Taurus, which is aligned with the Pleiades, which is about abundance, the material realm. However, there is a lot more to this moon than just abundance and just the second house, which is what Taurus rules. So I do encourage you, after the sound activation, head over and listen to the energetic update for this full moon in Taurus, where I break down the astrological energies that we are working with for this cycle. If you are new, welcome. All you need to do to receive the sound activation is be open to receive. I do highly encourage you to create a sacred space around you. Sound activations, sound healing journeys, they are energetic transmissions. They are energy healings. We are opening our energy field to reattune ourselves into health, into wellness, into well-being, into abundance. And as we open ourselves to these higher frequencies, to aligning with these higher frequencies and embodying them, we will be clearing and shedding and setting the container for this embodiment of a newer version of you. So do take this time, light a candle, burn a little bit of incense, really allow this to be your time to connect with the divine, to connect with your soul, to connect with your guides, to really allow yourself to heal, activate, receive the wisdom that we need in this moment for the expansion and the embodiment of our soul. All you need to do is be open to receive. As I mentioned, long deep breathing. You can be seated or lying down. I do highly encourage that you lay down, as we will be here for about an hour and 15 minutes, depending on how spirit guides me. You can have an eye pillow over your eyes if that feels comfortable. You can have your right hand over your heart, your left over your womb space, or both of your hands, palms up at your sides, however you feel the energy. If you feel a tingle in one part of your body, if you yawn, if you find yourself exhaling, crying, whatever, allow yourself to go with that emotion. Whatever comes up during sound activations is what you need in that moment. If you fall asleep, that is okay too. It does not mean that you're not receiving the transmission. It actually means that spirit, the divine, your guides to work through you need to quiet the mind completely. So they need you to go to sleep. And that's a good thing, because we really want to receive the most from this activation. If you are listening to this on iHeartRadio, please switch to a platform that does not cut into the body of this episode with advertisements. So please know the platform you're listening to. You can listen for free as many times as you want on my website, sophianiccreation.com/podcasts. And there's also a neat little search function where you can search for Taurus, for abundance, for clarity, for spiritual awakening, whatever it is that you need to work on at that time, and you can receive the appropriate sound activation for that. And with that being said, let's go into the sound activation. Long, deep breathing. As we begin by calling in the direction of the north, the element of air, the Ruhau. I call upon the Ruhau to bring bring us clarity, wisdom, focus, discernment. Teach us the wisdom of air, purify our thoughts and our words. I call upon Archangel Raphael, healer of mind and body. I call in your healing energies, asking that you bless us with clarity. That you breathe the sacred breath of life within us, purify our thoughts and our words. I call on El Shaddai to activate the power of the word within us. I call in the direction of the south, the element of water, the Maya. I call on the Maya and the Mayim and the Shemayim, the higher and the lower waters of creation, asking that these sacred waters flow through us, nurturing, nourishing, purifying our hearts and our womb spaces. Teach us the wisdom of water, of ease, flow, abundance, fertility, creation. I call on Archangel Gabriel, bringer of intuition and emotional clarity. I ask that you strengthen our intuitive gifts, that you bless us with emotional clarity, that you purify our hearts and our womb spaces. Allow us to align with deeper levels of intuition, awakening a deeper knowing, a deeper alignment with wisdom. I call on El Shaddai to activate the divine feminine codes within us. I call in the direction of the east, the element of fire, the Nukhra. I call on the Nukhra to burn clean what is stagnant, dense in our energy fields, alchemizing it into light. Teach us the wisdom of fire, of alchemy, transformation, transmutation. I call on Archangel Uriel, keeper, an illuminator of truth, keeper of wisdom and truth. Desire that is in alignment with your soul, with the light, with creation. I call in the direction of the west, the element of earth, the Arha. I call on the Arha to bring us grounding, stability, safety, protection, security. Teach us the wisdom of the earth, the wisdom of the lands upon which we walk. Allow us to live in greater reverence and harmony with the earth, activating the ley lines and the vortices beneath our feet, aiding humanity and Gaia in this ascension journey. I call on Archangel Michael, protector of the earth. I call in your protective energies, asking that you ground us in your strength, in your courage, in your protection. Allowing your sacred blue flame to form a shield around us, a shield of beautiful cobalt blue light. Allowing this light to purify our energy fields, purify our homes and our spaces. That rule this lunar cycle of Heshvan. I call in the energies of this full moon in Taurus. The Pleiadian energies, Venus, the Hathors. I call in our spirit guides, angels and archangels. I call in the divine mother, father, god, goddess, Allah. As I call in Yeshua Mashiach and Mary Magdalene, Miriam Magdala, Kala Mashiach, as they hold the divine union template. Teachers, ascended masters, Mother Mary, Grandmother Anna, Sarat Amar, Christ the Child, light beings of the Desert Rose lineage. From the Ajna, clearing away any denseness, any veils, any illusions, any traumas, karmas, any limitations, anywhere that we have shut off our connection to our vision, to our intuition, to the clair senses. Any karmas, any past lifetimes where our gifts have caused pain, loss, heartache. Allow the golden light to breathe healing, union, strength, oneness into these spaces. Purifying lifetimes of loss, of disconnection. As we strengthen our connection to our inner knowing, to our ability to see, to hear, to feel, to receive, higher wisdom. Breathe the golden light. From the Bina to the left of the left ear, to the Hesed to the right of the right shoulder, and the Gevura to the left of the left shoulder. Any grief. allow the golden light to soothe these spaces in your heart, to nourish your heart, to allow your heart to receive unconditional love, opening the heart to receive the love of the divine. Any religious vows, any vows of celibacy, any marital contracts, any betrothals, any cords to people, places, situations that are not in alignment with the highest love, with the highest embodiment of your soul. Allow the golden light to dissolve these cords, to bring wholeness into the heart as we return all energies that are not ours, all agreements entered into knowingly, unknowingly, consciously, unconsciously, subconsciously, surrendering them into the light. Allowing the golden light of Shekhinah to alchemize all of these, bringing in sweetness, beauty, grace, forgiveness, true love. From the Tiferet, breathing the golden light into the Netzach on your right side of your abdomen and the Hod on your left, activating the solar plexus. And from the solar plexus, clearing away any hooks, any stuck energy, any cords, anywhere that we have given our power away to anything, anyone outside of us. Allow the golden light to find these cords and to dissolve them. As we call our power to us, returning to sender any energies that are not ours with love, with gratitude for the lessons learned. Strengthening our courage, our confidence, our comfort in handling our mastery over ourselves. Letting go of guilt and of shame, of blame. letting go of could've, would've, should've. Surrendering lower dense energies into the golden light. Feeling fully embodied, sovereign, whole, complete. And from the hood, on your left side, breathe the golden light of Shehinah into the waters of the Yesod, of your womb, the sacral. Allowing the golden light to alchemize any denseness in the womb, any pain, any loss, any guilt, any shame, any vows of celibacy, of chastity, any religious ordinations. And as we breathe the golden light into the sacred waters of your womb, we feel the golden light being channeled into the Malchut, into the root. And from the root, we clear away fear, doubt, scarcity, lack, limitations, programs of separation, anywhere we do not or have not felt safe in our bodies, in our incarnation, with our relationship with the earth. Breathe the golden light into these parts of you. Surrendering the fear, places where we feel fearful apprehension. with a deep knowing, a deep trust that we are protected. We are held by the Divine Mother, Father. We are her children, fully supported, fully protected. As we continue to feel the golden light coursing through every sephirot, activating, clearing, restoring, let's bring our awareness back into the waters of Yur Yesod, the sacred womb. And from these waters, connecting you to the fifth dimensional light grid of Gaia, and as you feel your connection to the earth, allow this energetic umbilical cord pulsing with golden light, the golden light of Shekhinah, to travel through the layers of earth as we make our way through the aquifers, through the layers of earth, until we reach the crystalline womb of Gaia, her core. Allow yourself to be connected to the womb of Gaia. Pachamama, to alchemize it for you. Trusting in her infinite ability to alchemize, to transform. Denseness into light. And as you feel your openness, allow yourself to receive a brilliant diamond light from her crystalline womb. Allow this diamond white light to travel up your golden umbilical cord of light. Allow it to merge, to intertwine with the golden light of Shekhinah, rising up through the layers of earth into your energy and physical body. Activating the Sephirot on the way up from the Malchut to the Yesod, the Chod and the Netzach, the Tiferet, the Hesed and the Gevura, the Chochmah and the Bina, and the Heter. Envision this union, this beautiful diamond white light and the golden light of Shekhinah streaming upwards through the Earth's atmosphere and into the cosmos to once again unite with the cosmic womb, with infinite oneness, with the divine. Feeling your body as this sacred vessel, a bridge between the unseen and the seen, the heavenly, celestial, higher frequencies and the earth. Envisioning the golden light of Shekhinah and the diamond light of Gaia, merging to form a violet flame in the Ajna chakra, a turquoise flame in the heart, and a magenta flame in the Yesod. Feel yourself within the violet flame in the Ajna chakra. Feel yourself in this space of connection to the light of Mother Anna, allowing the violet flame with your body as you feel yourself dissolve into this violet flame, feeling your spirit guides and the angels and the Hathors, all of the light beings all around you. Et Fatah. take a deep inhale, beginning to feel ourselves within the violet flame in the third eye. Call yourself into form, calling all parts of yourself in to this violet flame, allowing Mother Anna to guide you. And as you call all parts of yourself to this moment, breathing deeply, begin to feel yourself expand beyond the violet flame in the Ajna chakra. Feel yourself in every cell, in every organ, muscle, bone, hair, every tendon within your body, filled with the infinite light that you are. Breathing deeply. Feeling all parts of yourself in this moment. You can wiggle your fingers and your toes and turn on your right side if that feels good. If not, remain in your position, giving yourself some time to integrate as we give thanks in gratitude to the guides, to the angels, to the archangels, the light beings of the highest vibrations of unconditional love. The direction of the north, the element of air, the Ruhau Archangel, Raphael, the south, the Maya, the Mayim, and the Shemayim, and Archangel Gabriel, the east, the fire, the Nuhra, Archangel Uriel, the west, the earth, the Arha, Archangel Mikael. In gratitude to Mother Mary, Mother Anna, Miriam Magdala, Yeshua Mashiach, Saratamar, Christ the Child, light beings of the Desert Rose lineage, the Hathors, the Pleiadian frequencies, light beings of the highest frequencies of love. In gratitude to the energies of this full moon in Taurus, to the creation frequencies of Heshvan, the Noon, and the Dalit, of yourself into this here and now moment, breathing deeply. Wiggling your fingers and your toes, opening your eyes when you are ready. Thank you for joining me for this potent sound activation for this full moon in Taurus. Don't forget to tune in to the energies of this full moon. There's a lot happening, and it is the very intense cycle of Heshvan, so there is always something. So do check that out. If you enjoyed this, like, share, subscribe. Feel free to follow me on Instagram at Aurea Lara and at Embodying the Shekhinah. You can reach me with any questions, anything that comes up. More than happy to answer your questions. You can also find me on YouTube at Aurea Lara, where I share longer format videos. And we have the Wheel of Fire course starting up very soon. Do check out the link below. And on 11/11, we are going to have a beautiful ceremony and a sound activation to call in, bring in these beautiful Pleiadian frequencies as we are coming into the Pleiadian alignment in mid-November. So check that out as well. Feel free to sign up for that. That will be an online ceremony. So from wherever you are, you can join, there will be a replay. So if you cannot make the actual time, just know that if you do sign up, you will be with us in spirit, in ceremony. So whenever you watch it, before or after the ceremony, depending on your time zone, you will be a part of this sacred container. So I welcome you to join me for that. And as always, have a blessed Shabbat, a beautiful full moon in Taurus. Allow the wisdom to be your guide. Allow yourself to be illuminated by this moon, by what is coming.